This is a special report from About Space Today.
Welcome to Special Report. I'm David Denault. I want to share with you something that recently took place as the world forces gathered at the North Pole, and how in 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd had a warning, and maybe it's being taken seriously, about battling UFOs in the Arctic. Next, as America and the world is listening to Special Report on About Space Today. Ever dream of an island getaway at an all-inclusive resort? Or going on an island-hopping cruise to multiple island destinations? See sun-bleached beaches and swim in the azure waters of the Caribbean Sea. Call today for your special discount prices to your island getaway. This is a special offer for About Space by calling 877-747-8631. And let's go and explore the islands of the Caribbean. Welcome back. Well, some time ago, I shared a story right out of science fiction, and it had to do with Operation High Jump. And according to our government, it was an operation to establish an Antarctic research base. And here's what really took place. In 1947, Admiral Richard E. Byrd led 4,000 military troops from the U.S., Britain, and Australia in an invasion of Antarctica called Operation High Jump. That is fact. It is undeniable. But the part of the story that is seldom told, at least in official circles, is that Byrd and his forces encountered heavy resistance from their Antarctic venture from what they referred to as flying saucers, and had to call off the invasion. They were outmanned, outgunned. A battle between U.S. destroyers and UFOs? On March the 5th, 1947, the El Mercurio, a major Santiago, Chile newspaper, quoted Admiral Byrd in an interview. Admiral Byrd declared that it was imperative for the United States to initiate immediate defense measures against hostile regions. Furthermore, Byrd stated that, quote, he didn't want to frighten anyone unduly, but that it was a bitter reality in case of a new war, the continental United States would be attacked by flying objects that could fly from pole to pole at incredible speeds. Admiral Richard Byrd.
I am glad for this chance to tell you something about the top of the world, and perhaps about something about the bottom of the world, too. The South is as cold as people think the North is. Why did we explore? Why did we go to the top of the world? As long as there remains anything unknown on the face of this earth we live on, man is going to go after it to try to find out what it is, to attempt to conquer it, and to learn how to live in it. I myself think we have a good chance to avoid war. But if we, unfortunately, God forbid, do have a war, much of it will be fought across the top of the world, across the poles. It is very important that we get prepared to fight in the bitter cold and to utilize mechanized units there, and to have bases near the pole, because it's close and has strategic position with reference to our potential enemy.
Interestingly, not long before he made these comments, the Admiral had recommended defense bases at the North Pole. Now, these were not isolated remarks. Admiral Byrd later repeated each of these points of view, resulting from he described as personal knowledge gathered both at the North and South Poles before a news conference held for in the International News Service. He was later hospitalized and not allowed to hold any more press conferences. My question to you, do you believe they've been here all along? As the new 2024 operation begins, the U.S. sends a fast attack submarine, which are designed to seek and destroy enemy submarines and surface ships, and project power ashore with their Tomahawk cruise missiles to the Arctic.
U.S. Navy Commander, Submarine Forces, CAMSUFFER, has officially launched Operation Ice Camp, ICAMP, 2024 in the Arctic Ocean, marking the beginning of a three-week operation aimed at researching, testing, and evaluating operational capabilities in the region. The Los Angeles-class attack submarine USS Hampton, SSN 767, has broken through the meter-thick ice of the Arctic Ocean and raised the national ensign at Ice Camp Whale on the Arctic Ocean during ICAMP 2024.
So the Hampton establishes a strategic air-base camp that it can defend. Next, bring in the troops.
U.S. Special Operations Forces traveled to Alaska in February to train for warfare in the Arctic. His trip reflects the U.S. military's increasing focus on the Arctic, which is becoming more accessible. The United States is not the only country interested in Arctic security, and U.S. operators are not alone there. With peer warfare back on the agenda, U.S. special operators are focusing their training on environments in which they are most likely to find themselves involved. The frigid Arctic is one such environment, and Navy SEALs and Special Warfare Fighter Crews, Green Berets, and Elite Army and Air Commando aviators recently spent nearly a month training in it. From late February to mid-March, conventional and special operations units convened for Arctic Edge 22, the U.S. Army's flagship Arctic warfare exercise. Green Berets from the 10th Special Forces Group and 19th Special Forces Group conducted long-range patrols using snowshoes and skis along the Arctic Ocean and the Bering Strait. The Green Berets conducted exfiltration training with elite night stalkers from the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. Finally, U.S. Air Force Air Commands provided rotary wing support to conventional units and special operations elements participating in the drills. As the Arctic becomes more accessible, it renewed importance to U.S. national security. As a result, U.S. special operations have been training inside and outside the region to become more familiar with the conditions they will find there. The United States shares the region with six close allies and partners: Canada, Denmark, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Iceland, and one of its main enemies, Russia. We want to partner with allies who have an interest in protecting our lands and approaches in the Arctic. Partnerships are critical to raising awareness across domains in the U.S. Northern Command Area of Responsibility.
Now, I want to read to you from the 2024 Mission Directorate. Quote, U.S. and allied military personnel training in the Arctic must work through temperatures below minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. They have to master cold weather survival skills that are essential to avoid freezing to death. Terrain and ground conditions can be significant challenges for our ground troops and those dealing with logistics in the Arctic. Troops focused on the combat element may be tasked with clearing snow for artillery or other heavy equipment, while personnel dealing with approaching aircraft. Now let me play this clip again from Admiral Byrd.
It is very important that we get prepared to fight in the bitter cold and to utilize mechanized units there and to have bases near the pole, because it's close and has strategic position with reference to our potential enemy.
And each of those six countries' UFO sightings have increased. Well, we're seeing daily reports on our media platforms about UFOs. And with the recent focus from congressional hearings on UAPs to NASA setting up a special task force and the Pentagon video disclosures of these unidentified flying objects, is the 2024 defense mission to the North Pole a mere coincidence? Or is there more to the world forces gathering in the frigid Arctic? Just sharing the report so you can make your own conclusions. And let me remind you to listen to America in Space each Friday with Space Coast News Editor Don Meyer, and join John Gomez for This Week in Space on Tuesdays. Thanks for joining me from your home or where you work. I'm David Denault, and this has been Special Report on About Space Today.
This has been a special report from About Space Today.